Conference recording started.
At every step of consciousness that we allow ourselves to enter into and thus find we are something much deeper than that, as we were discussing with Rua Bull in the last interview, there's always the opportunity to run after the illusion, as we were talking about, I am the worshipped one, or to defy the illusion, oh, not me, I'm above being the worshipped one. And in the end, the fight or flight, the attachment or the running from really is the same, because eventually where the deep, deep love and compassion and humility and surrender and reverence comes in is simply facing being, opening to an aspect of consciousness so deeply that we find that it is simply energy. The story is gone. What we think it is gone. The sensation that moves through our body is just a wave of energy of all of creation. And we're humble enough to see we are all of it. We're the peace and the war. We're everything we admire and we're everything we don't like. And when we choose, as an aspect of consciousness comes to us, to simply be in it, be it, fully be it, because we really are, we start to come back. First, to a state of deep fulfillment, because what was once a conflict, and conflict always turns into addiction. Addiction can be to alcohol, it can be to thought forms, it can be to moods, it can be to food, it can be to sex, it can be to not participating in sex. It goes on and on. But when we simply become merged with what we really are, instead of a separate story of my identity, which is different than the rest, what happens is that takes us into such a spaciousness that the fulfillingness is what comes. We first feel fulfilled, and then we start to experience ourselves in this energy that fulfills that which is around us. And that becomes an unconditionalness. So we realize in each moment all that's happening is a quality. Every moment is a quality of the divine. It could be peace. It could be kindness. It could be anger. And so the more we melt into this, the lighter the frequency becomes. It's like a deep, deep internal shower. Cleanse and cleanse and cleanse. The less and less we can think we are someone or something, the more we are everything. And so in my next interview with Brad Tilden, I'm going to discuss how allowing the body to express whatever it wishes to express in a responsible format, which is not to take out on someone else, and not to make into a belief system, but to simply allow the sound and movement of first the biological emotions, which could be joy, fear, sorrow, anger, jealousy, etc. And then that leads us to the more deeper inspired feelings, which are really unconditional states, where the states are beyond the circumstance. So the compassion is beyond the circumstance, and the generosity is beyond the circumstance. It just is. And then we start to go into the fulfillingness and the communication with all life and the fulfillment and the oneness. But when we reject the body's very human self and don't give it permission to either express through, you know, out loud expression or very quietly, we can maintain any kind of out loud expression and do the same, have the same experience of just moving deeper and deeper into what is rather than I. Who am I? Rather, who is who? Who is the universe? Who is the divine? So I'm very happy pleased to announce my next guest, Brad Tilden, who plays music at many of our events from Hawaii to Iowa to California and brings so much healing and love to us. Welcome, Brad Tilden. Thank you.